Thursday.
One thing.
Do you remember his name?
Caleb.
Oh. Hello, you've reached Caleb Rowell with Service Master.
Went to voicemail.
Services.
I'll give him your direct dial.
If this is an emergency, water or fire damage, please contact Chris at 968-368-3990. Again, that's 368-3990. Otherwise, leave me a message, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a good day.
Hey there, Caleb. This is Mark with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, good. Yourself?
Doing good. Doing good. I was just following up with you. We spoke briefly yesterday in the evening. I believe you were at a dinner function or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday?
Yeah. I was just calling back. We were talking about the... you were looking into potentially purchasing a truck. I just wanted to, you know, explore a little more about that with you, you know, see if we can help you out at all.
Okay.
All right, cool. So you were talking about either like an F-150 or F-250. Are you just kind of like looking at, are you still looking at different ones, or do you have like one you're kind of zeroing in on?
I haven't zoned in yet. I've just kind of, you know, that's the, you know, I've had Chevys, I've had just about everything before, so that's the one.
Okay.
I just thought I'd get a Ford this time.
Right. Okay. And were you looking to put like some company decals on there, I think?
Yeah.
Okay.
It needs to be painted a specific color with decals on it.
Okay. And do you think you're going to be looking for a used Ford, or you're looking to try to pick up a new one?
I've been back and forth on brand new and then you know, slightly used.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
It kind of depends on the deal I can find.
Okay, so you'll probably be picking up from a vendor or a private party?
Yeah.
Yeah, vendor. Okay. All right, well, let's see. And is this replacing an old truck, or are you adding on to the fleet?
It is going to be... The old truck will still be around for emergencies, but yeah, it's to replace an older truck.
Okay, I got you. All right. So, you were saying you were looking about 2 to 3 weeks away from doing this?
Yeah. Somewhere
okay.
Right around there.
Okay. And let's see. So you haven't gotten any quotes or invoices for it yet, have you?
I have not.
Okay. So let's see. Just taking some stuff down here. Do you have an expected return on investment for it, or ROI, or anything like that?
Like
for any up and coming projects, or
it'll be constantly used. So we're doing anywhere between I mean, on a horrible month, we'll do 18,000. On a good month, we'll do 50,000. So,
okay.
averaging out, we do about $28,000 a month on it.
Okay. Well, wow, you're really making some moves. That's good. Good to hear.
Thanks.
All right. Okay. So, let's see. And is this the only thing you're looking to pick up right now, or are you also looking to add any, you know, anything else that you might need, or just, you know, try to get it all out in one, you know, one go?
That's probably it. You know, depending on what the rate was and what the terms were, I guess.
Okay.
You know, we might try to get a little, you know, maybe a couple pieces of equipment or something too, but for now, the only thing I absolutely need is...
Caleb, I'm sorry, you cut out a little bit there. You still there?
Oh, yeah.
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 yeah. So have you looked into any other financing yet, or is it just kind of something you're still playing with?
Yeah, I haven't looked into anything else yet.
Okay. Well, what I'd like to do is just send you over an application, and it's just a one page document, and you know, it'll just request like a couple basic things, you know, some you know, bank statements, you know, stuff like that, you know, tax return, just to you know, run everything, see what we could do for you. And you know, it's not an obligation or anything like that. You know, if they'll send you an offer, you can take a look at it, you know, do with that what you will, and it'll be open for I think about 90 days or so. So you know, that way, you know, you can choose to take it later on if you like, or you know, if you want to think about it more, which I'm pretty sure you do, because you know, you're still kind of working on what you know, want to get done with this. But it might be a good thing to just have in your back pocket, just in, you know, in case you you know, you do want to do, you know, something, a route like this.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And how long, if you, like, assuming that you were gonna get a loan, how long would you be wanting it as far as terms go?
Oh, I don't know. Again, I guess it depends on what's the interest rate.
It's really gonna depend on a lot of things. Yeah. Yeah. So let's see. I mean, how long you've been considering you know, doing this? If I remember correctly, we spoke to you like in December, so it's been quite a while that you've been looking into this.
Right. Yeah. I've been knowing that I needed one, so the other truck's fine for now. But knowing that in the future it was getting up there in miles, so I needed to have an alternative.
Got you. Okay.
In case it did finally die.
Okay. And is the truck you're replacing kind of on the outs, or is it just, you know, getting up there, so you want a, you know, more reliable piece?
Yeah, it's just getting old. We're still using it, still working, but it's getting up there in miles, so.
Okay. I mean, like, what happens if you wouldn't get financing? Would you just pay cash?
I've got enough money in the bank right now. A job's coming in. I just go buy one.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's you know, good that you have that option as well.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, by the way, do you I got your email yesterday, and I tried to send you something, but I think I wrote it down incorrectly. Could you run that by me again?
Yeah. It's S as in Sam, M as in Mary, Lakeside at cable. one.net.
Okay. Yeah, I believe yesterday I put SN as in Nancy.
Okay.
So you were saying M as in Mary, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that would be, yeah, because I got the email back this morning. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, how is business going so far? I mean, you guys seem to be really, you know, moving up then, right?
Yeah. We're been doing good. Spring is always our slower season. Well, part of spring, because you get out of the winter months, and then there's a little bit of a, I don't know why, but sometimes it's really busy, but traditionally it's a little bit slower, and then you get we're in kind of a resort town, so.
Oh, okay.
You get, as soon as the Phoenix starts heating up, then you get all the snowbirds coming back up to get out of the heat, and our population doubles, so then we get really busy for summer, and then same thing in the fall when they start leaving. We slow down just a little bit before winter hits, and then winter we get busy again.
Right. Okay.
But overall, we're doing really good.
That's good to hear. Good to hear. How long you folks been in business for?
We are in our 11th year.
Oh wow! Yeah, you got some season on there.
Yep.
Okay. All right, great, Caleb. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put together the email. I'll shoot it over for you, and you can take a look at it. And you just send that back to us whenever you get a chance. The weekend's coming up, so, you know, if you get it to us today, we might be able to get it over to the underwriter and get you an answer today if you'd like. However, we'll be out for the weekend, so if you send it over that, we'll get to it on Monday.
Okay.
When would be a good time to follow up with you on all this?
Trying to think if I've got anything going on next week. I think next week's pretty quiet. I've got some bids and paperwork in the office like I've always got, but I think as of right now I'm going to be in the office most of the week next week, so probably Wednesday.
Okay.
Give me a little bit of time to make sure I get time to look at it and get that filled out and back to you.
Okay, sounds good. And you about the same time in the morning is best for you, or do you prefer afternoon? Okay. So. All right, yeah, that works. So I'll set something for 8 a.m. on Wednesday just to check up with you, see if you have any questions or anything like that.
Okay.
And let me just double check something real quick right here before I let you go. And we can get you approved within about 24 hours.
Okay.
And hold on just one second here. And we could if you buy it from a vendor, we could fund them within 48 hours, so we could have this to you, within a couple of days of you sending it in to us. So, once you make decisions on what you're looking for. So, anyway, it's a pleasure talking with you, Caleb. So I'll send that out to you in just a few. And if you have any questions, I'll put a direct dial for you, and you just feel free to give me a holler. Here to help.
Awesome, appreciate it.
All right, thank you. You have a good morning.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Bye bye.